Bessie Smith, Ma Rainey, Ida Cox, Alberta Hunter, Memphis Minnie, names to conjure with. These are important voices in the history of American music. Musicians central to the performance piece Blues is a Woman at Custom Made Theater in San Francisco through August 27th.
When people think about blues, the first image that comes into their head always is that it's a man and his guitar.
Pamela Rose, writer and lead performer of Blues is a Woman.
Women were the early popularizers of the blues. They were the first recording artists. It's just an incredible wealth of phenomenal talent, and we love sharing that with people and opening their eyes to that.
Not quite a play and not quite a concert, Blues is a Woman is a documentary-style examination of the history of women in the blues, from the origin of the blues itself as an extension of music coming over on the slave ships of Africa, to gospel and the earliest blues songs, on through the triumph of the genre around the turn of the 20th century and its eclipse following World War II, and then its rediscovery in recent years. And women were central to it all. It encompasses the horror of racism and slavery, the greed of record producers, the theft of credit, and also the way these women rose above sexism to triumph in their artistry. The show shifts from narration given by the performers to songs and snippets of songs fronted by four different lead singers. Behind the performance, we can see rare footage and photos of the various blues singers and their environments. At times, the women on stage give way to archived film performances.
That took a lot of time and thought and effort. You know, we archived and searched around. There were times when we wanted to just put people in the mood of what it would be like to be in Missouri on a hot day in 1902, because we don't have scenery particularly, so that was how that worked for us. And then there are other times when you want them to actually see Sippy Wallace sing, you know, see Sister Rosetta Tharpe playing, which tells the story more than a million of our words could.
The performers are all sensational, and each stands out in her own way. Special kudos go to saxophonist Kristen Strom, pianist and music director Tammy Hall, and drummer Daria Shani Johnson, all of whom sing up a storm in addition to their instrumental prowess. Guitarist Shauna Hall came in at the last minute, though you'd never notice it. Pamela Rose sings her heart out, especially during Act Two's rendition of Janis Joplin's Ball and Chain. If there's any flaw, and it's a small one, it's that the performance of the narration feels under-rehearsed and often stiff. But in a show with so many high points, in a venue that's perfect for this kind of performance piece, such quibbles are minor indeed. Blues is a Woman plays a custom-made theater in San Francisco through August 27th. For more information, you can go to custommade.org. I'm Richard Walensky on Bay Area Theater for KPFA.